What can we help you with, Carol?
Well, I have been post-abortive for 45 years, and although I have received healing through therapy as well as from Rachel's Vineyard, and seeing these videos, you know, through prayer, it touches us deeply, many post-abortive women.
Mm-hmm.
And the regret over abortion always remains with us forever. And that's the pain. Oh, and though we're healed, the pain can still be there at times.
Right.
Or it can get a flashback, such as the videos recently.
Right. Yeah, sometimes different things will reawaken it, but throughout our life, we continue to bring our woundedness to the Lord. But we can be, you know, mostly healed, and He will gradually continue the healing and deepen the healing. I don't know if there's ever a time when a person would look back and say, I have a healed person would ever look back and say, well, I have no regrets about what I did, you know, or I don't feel anything. You know, anytime we look back on our lives and see our sins and our spiritual woundedness, no matter what kind it may take, you know, there should be a little twinge of saying, boy, I wish that hadn't happened in my life. But at the same time, we can also see, how did God use this? How did God work through my crooked lines? How did God write straight? How did God do great things in my life, using even my weakness and my sins? Because He does. And sometimes we're more aware of Him, more aware of our need for Him, a lot more humble, because of we know our brokenness, and we know how absolutely dependent we are on Him. I think that's the thing. You know, we're never going to be to where we say, well, you know, like it never happened.
Yes.
But what can I learn from it, and how is Christ working in my life, and how did He use even this darkest thing in my life for my ultimate good and the ultimate good of the world? Because if you, Carol, hadn't gone through what you did, would you be in Silent No More right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And the wonderful journey, the hardships of my journey, but realization that through the history of it, I was able to raise my nephew, mm-hmm. who was adopted, mm-hmm. and his mother passed away. She was getting all sorts of pressure to get an abortion. She always chose life. She was raped. And she always claimed, you know, she always stated that, you know, it's not the baby's fault.
Right.
And the journey that he led me, and he knows the perfect, for me, he knew the perfect timing. And I thank you for all your help and for all the women.